Hawaii Volcanoes National Park and Haleakala National Parks are in their centennial year, as is the Park Service itself, and they're spending the entire year in celebration. The theme of the year at Haleakala National Park is Gifts from Our Elders, in tributes to the contributions past generations have made to the park. And Natalie Gates, superintendent of Haleakala National Park, is on the line. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Chris.
It's an enviable life you have, I would expect.
Oh, it is absolutely the best job in the world. My office is at 7,000 feet, and I look at rainbows and clouds every day and nene. And, you know, a good quiz question would be, which national park in the U.S. has the most threatened and endangered species? And the answer to that would be Haleakala. So it's an amazing place, but not without its challenges.
You know, I think I'm going to take you up on that, Natalie. That's a very good idea. And we'll see if people were listening, right? Because
yeah,
you just gave
right.
away the answer. But let's see, what would that include? The silver sword, is that endangered?
Exactly. It's the Haleakala silver sword, and it's only found here. And one of our centennial activities to date has been getting local children to come up here and plant baby silver swords out in the edge of the crater. We don't send them out into the middle of the crater, but
yeah.
it was you know, a couple of wonderful days with more than 200 kids, and we've planted more than 300 little keiki silver swords. It's been pretty amazing.
Because if they're going to be preserved, they have to be preserved. Preserved in their place, right?
Exactly, and this is the only place they can live.
Do kids understand, is there a growing understanding as each new generation comes along of the whole phenomenon of how many species we have lost, and Hawaii is a place where an awful lot has been lost already?
Yes, you know, nothing's universal. Not every child understands it, but I'll tell you that I think, in general, children understand it better than their parents' generation. Not that we don't have some pretty committed adult conservationists, but kids really do seem to get that they have to take care of this place. But, you know, Hawaiians in general have this wonderful sense of kuleana, and it is very much in sync with the principles of the National Park Service, you know, which is to protect and preserve, and we try to do that every day up here. It's not always easy, but we try.
You know, when you think of the Park Service being 100 years old, you have to, I mean, one of the reactions I think a lot of people have to national parks is, where would we be without them?
Right. Right. That, you know, it's hard to picture, but if Haleakala had not been enabled on August 1st of 1916, what would be up here? You know, there have been all kinds of ideas about things to put up here, from cable cars to hotels to, you know, mansions. And it's wonderful that somebody had the forethought to set it aside in perpetuity. And, you know, we haven't always done everything right, but at least this crater is still here, and Kipuhulu District has the most wonderful sort of, you know, we actually have an ahu pua'a down there that's complete from the crater down to the ocean. So we have done good.
In 1916, the whole idea of preserving wasn't, you know, it was sort of an outlier idea, because we were still pretty much helping ourselves to everything planet-wide, weren't we?
We were, and sometimes we still do that now, but there were some luminaries around that time, you know, John Muir, Theodore Roosevelt, mm-hmm. and they started this idea of conservation that turned into, eventually, with the help of a lot of other people, the National Park Service. And the funny thing about Haleakala and Hawaii volcanoes is that we became national parks 3 weeks before the National Park Service was actually enabled, and we were one park along with Hawaii National Park. We separated, we parted ways in 1961, but, you know, the fact that we've been around for so long, I think, is a tribute to some of the forethought of people like John Muir.
Why do you think it was that Hawaii was so early in that?
I think when you're on an island, I think the threats and the dangers of change are more apparent. And I think it was pretty obvious that some things were happening up here. And I think there was some concern. There were people like Dr. Thomas Jagger, the volcanologist, Lauren Thurston, who had quite a history but was also involved with the national parks here in Hawaii, who saw threats to them and thought that they should be preserved. It didn't happen right away. We were made into a national park before we actually had the land. But again, I think the intent was there.
One of the things that one inevitably thinks about when you think about preserving the environment in Hawaii is the whole phenomenon of invasive species. And when I know you have a lot of kids come there to visit. Do you educate them about invasives and what they can do about them as well?
Yeah, we sure do. And right now we've got a new risk that I'm sure you've heard about, which is the rapid ohia death, which is present on the Big Island. And we are teaching all visitors, including children, about all the things that can threaten these very, very sensitive native species. And we talk to them about why our native species are so sensitive, how they evolved on islands in isolation. And half the time they already know this stuff. They're learning this in school all the time. So these kids are so smart.
That's where the hope lies, isn't it, Natalie?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Because it was, you know, the mindset that was pretty much locked into humanity in past centuries is what got us to this place, and that has to be a very fundamental shift, don't you think?
Yeah, it does, and it's our main message. It's not just invasives; it's also being aware and watching how we live our lives, because our lives, especially on islands, impact the world around us so directly. So the whole kuleana is something that we talk about all the time.
Well, the best lessons about how to live your life come from nature, don't they?
I agree.
Well, Natalie, thanks very much, and congratulations on your centennial. It's not your centennial, but it's the park's, right?
Not yet, but thanks so much, Chris.
You bet. Natalie Gates is the superintendent of Haleakala National Park, which is celebrating its centennial with a series of events and workshops throughout the year. And details are on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.